Welcome to the Hello Hello World podcast with me, Candace Mollard. Hello Hello World is available wherever you stream podcasts. Please be sure to rate, share, and subscribe. Your feedback is greatly appreciated. On today's Local Business Love episode, I chat with Jen Brignall Strong from Tailgate Takeout. This is one of the most unique concepts I've seen. Jen reviews local restaurants and takeout places in our area and surrounding areas. She films herself reviewing them in the back of her vehicle, giving an honest, upfront review. I had a really fun time chatting with Jen. She's a great lady. I hope you learned something from this episode. Grab yourself some water, and thanks for listening.
Yay!
Good morning.
Good morning.
How do I sound to you?
You sound like Candace.
Oh, good. That's what I want to sound like. Okay.
Yeah, you're here.
Good. Hi, Jen. I have Jen Brignall Strong from Tailgate Takeout. This is going to be so fun. I think your concept is way cool. Way cool. I'm so excited for you to be on my show and talking to me. So thank you for taking the time to be with me.
Oh, thank you for having me on.
You're welcome. And we share a mutual friend, Jacob, who has a podcast, which I swear I refer to in all my shows for some way, shape, or form. The Sunday Night Army. It's all connected, isn't it? You were just recently on his show, and I thoroughly enjoyed listening to that. So before I overtalk and overshare, just let us know. You tell us what the Tailgate Takeout is, please.
So Tailgate Takeout is, it's a concept I had kind of at the beginning of the pandemic. And then I got knocked up, so I kind of put it on hold.
Girl.
Yeah. But so because of the restaurants kind of going through that up and down of being closed and having to do takeout only, and there were a lot of people that wanted to support the restaurants by doing takeout, and that's how they felt most comfortable doing it. So I said, what can I do to bring more attention to some of these great places? Because like the Windsor Essex food scene is amazing. We're very, or people don't realize that, I think. So I started eating food out of the back of my car.
And filming it?
Yes.
It's so cool. Like, I don't know. I didn't do any research on if anyone else has done it, but I'm thinking it's quite authentic. Is it?
I haven't seen. It was funny though. I was kind of miffed when I went to make my Instagram handle and Tailgate Takeout was taken. So it's actually the Tailgate Takeout because someone made a page and then has like one random post that has nothing to do with Tailgate or Takeout. So
boo.
I know, but I haven't seen anything. You know, there are a lot of food reviewers. And prior to this, I was reviewing junk food on the radio. So this kind of is what I think is pretty unique.
Mm-hmm. It's very unique. Everyone check it out. Jen has a YouTube channel, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, I believe. Twitter?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Like you're everywhere and you should be because it just needs to get out there. It's cool. You started out in radio, right?
I did long, long time ago. I was interning at it was Chum at the time, so it like AM 800, 89X, the River, and so I was a promotions intern, and then kind of ended up just being like a promotions coordinator, where I was like on site doing like I would call in from like, oh hey, we're here at the Corn Fest, come see us, and then started doing some like production work overnights, and and then I got knocked up, so I had to
and the story's been told, Jen. Okay.
it's kind of a theme in my life.
Is it gonna happen again? Just kidding, I don't need to know.
No.
Oh, no. She's gorgeous, though, by the way, because you told me you creeped me a little. I creeped you, and I saw a little picture of your baby. Aw, come on.
I'm kind of fond of her. She's 6 years old. It's been a crazy, I mean, having a baby in a pandemic and giving birth with a shield and a face mask on was an interesting thing.
Oh,
But
but she's cute.
oh, she is all worth it, right?
And the reason I bring up the radio is because I wanted to tie in like how you started with the f why you started this and like food wise. So you d were doing a segment called the Monday Munchies with Mark, right? Before he moved away, did he not?
Yeah, he's out in Winnipeg now. But yeah, so I would be on the Morning X, the morning show on 89X. Mark had approached me to contribute to the Monday Morning Munchies segment because we had obviously known each other from when I worked at the station, and our spouses had grown up together, so we had kind of reconnected, and we would hang out and end up talking a lot about food, and he knew like my relationship with Robbie from Robbie's Sausage. So yeah, it kind of turned into I became a contributor every week, and I would find new junk food for us to try. And yeah, it was a terrible job, but someone has to do it.
I love junk food. Well, I'm guilty.
It was terrible for the diet, but it was fun trying to find all this stuff. And then we would also do like the Monday morning munchies on the road, where we would try to incorporate some of the local restaurants. We would come in and talk to some of the chefs and owners and try some of the food. And it was really fun. And that's kind of the beginnings of how I decided to then branch off. Pandemic hit, and once, like, obviously, as we know, like 89X is no more. So that stopped. Then I kind of figured out, like, okay, how am I going to carry this on? Because it seemed like something people were still interested in.
Well, it's again, it's unique. People are going to be interested in that. I have a friend. She's a really good friend of mine, and she does a food review. A good one. I could never divulge her name. It's a secret account. Like, I don't think anyone ever really knows it's her, which is cool. I love that. But I love to see the diversity. We have so many cool restaurants. Not everybody is reviewing the same shit. It's so great. There's so much to go to that you're not watching the same or reading the same review every time. There are so many cool places in this city.
Absolutely. And even if we are reviewing the same restaurant, it might be completely different dishes.
Sure. Good point.
Yeah, so and everyone, it's actually kind of cool that like the foodies and the food reviewers that I know, like that are in our area, like it's all very collaborative. Like there's no like sometimes you hear like people like doing other things that are kind of competitive. Like it's not the case even with among the restaurants. But the foodies are all like, "Hey, did you check this place out?" Like this and we kind of we share ideas. We're we go out together. It's kind of cool. So it's nice to have that and to have those like-minded people that share your same passion.
I completely agree with you. My passion is not food whatsoever. I am no foodie by any means. I will try new things. My husband likes to, but if it were up to me, I'd eat a sandwich every day or a salad. I can't be bothered. However, I do follow every food review. I have watched the Food Network's my entire life. You would think that I would be a chef. I can throw down in the kitchen a little bit, but as far as eating it, I don't really care. I wish I had more want. But I will say this. I saw recently that you reviewed Funky Chow. Okay. I have to do it. It's so good. I had John on my show, and he's so fun, and the passion oozing out of him. I love it, and you reviewed things that I hadn't had there. So, like you said, maybe everybody is going to the same spot, but they're trying different things.
Oh, that Karaji chicken is amazing. It's the best fried chicken I've ever had. And I have family from the South. Like that is it was really unique. And yeah, the passion that group, like the F&B group have and what they do is awesome. And all their restaurant concepts are so different. And people around here really seem to love them.
Yes, they're so different. And going back to your Southern, because you mentioned it on the Sunday Night Army about your Southern family, and it's very true. It's hard to find a good Southern. That's something we don't have. I mean, there's a chicken place that just opened up, a fried chicken place. But as far as full Southern menu, like how come? Why not? Let's do it.
It's funny, and but we have had those concepts before. Like we have smoke and spice. I'm not finding it's as like it's delicious. It's not the same. It's close. But we used to have, I remember, oh God, when I was working at the station downtown, there was a restaurant called Biscuits and Gravy.
Yes.
They're pretty close. Sweet Teas, which actually the owner now owns that Georgia Ray's the hot chicken. That's again, it's very close, and it is Southern cooking. But they, I think, eventually they'll expand the menu because people know how to do it here. People have that talent, especially the guy that owns Georgia Ray's. Oh my God, he.
Yes, he does. And I'm wondering, I know they want to keep it small because they also, they've owned a few restaurants in the city. I wouldn't say friend of mine, but they're acquaintances of mine, great people, him and his wife.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, lovely people. They should expand because they have the recipes and the capability. I mean, Ryan is ridiculous.
I hope they do. I think eventually they will. But yeah, the hot chicken craze is still really big, so people are all about that. And theirs is probably one of the best I've had. So they're doing.
Yeah, I didn't want to mention like name at first, but I mean, because it's going to tie into my next question for you, and you may not be fond of answering this, but it really intrigues me to know if you've got when you go somewhere, and I know you go and you fully intend to provide, pay because you're supporting local business, like you're not looking to get free things from what you said on the other show. Like you basically just go without them even knowing, right?
Pardon?
Do you go without them even knowing, right? Like you go the restaurant, I'm sorry, you go to the restaurant and they barely don't even like they don't know that you're going. You just order and then you review.
It's very ninja-like. Most of the time I
Sorry.
that. No, you cut out and I didn't hear you. No, most of the time I try not to tell them. Because I don't want that. Sometimes they know, sometimes me, like sometimes they'll message my page and say, "Hey, come on out." And that's cool, but yeah, I want it to be authentic. I want it.
Yeah.
I still want, I know like that these places have struggled too, so I don't want to,
No, of course not. But like, so the question that I had to tie into it before I cut out was, if you don't like something, right? Do you just not review it? Do you feel obligated in your mind? Like, I'm not looking for who you didn't like. Of course not. Everybody has their own opinion, but I wonder how do you determine whether you post or not?
I have only ever had one that I could not post.
Oh, great.
That they didn't, and they didn't know, and it's fine. Because that's an awkward conversation. But
No, for sure.
no, only one. Everything is authentic, and everything I'm trying for the first time on camera. Like I literally pull up, set up my stuff, and eat it right there. Like so,
Wow.
I don't know what I'm trying. I really try to do that. It's funny because like when we were in radio and doing stuff, we'd be like, "Oh, we're trying these," and it's like, "Okay, I tried these last week. We already know." But these things, I really want to keep it as like almost like a first bite review where you're, like this is my initial reaction to this food.
Awesome, good for you. Yeah, thanks for answering that. And I'm sorry if I was clear as mud because I tend to do that.
No. Like I said, you could. No, like that's someone that said that to me before. They're like, "Do you just like all the food?" I was like, "Well, I do like a lot of food, but if I don't like it, I don't post about it and I don't say anything because there are
Yeah.
obstacles in the way for these local businesses, especially right now. Like I don't need to go around and give negative reviews. I just won't. It, that whole it's better, if you don't have anything to say, don't say anything at all."
I totally agree with you. I really do. And as far as the restaurants you have reviewed, all of them I wouldn't say my list, but my husband's list of things that we need to try, because we tend to stick around here. You mentioned Roma's Pizza. That's what we like, or Capone's we really like. I don't know if you've tried them yet. So we tend to stick around Riverside area, but I'm looking forward to tasting what you have reviewed.
It's I try to get out a little bit more now, especially during the summer. I don't know how this is going to go in the winter, but try to get out to all the different, like if there's a food truck pop up in the county or like some of the other little restaurants out, Kingsville, Amherstburg, things like that. I try to get out to those as well, just to, people are bored still right now and they want to get out and, have a drive and explore, the county while we are kind of just hanging around close to home.
Yeah, and the county provides so many cute little, I mean, my sister-in-law lives in Leamington, and it's the cutest little place. Kingsville, great restaurants. Chatham, I don't know if you've gone out there yet, have you?
I've been in Chatham actually. I was looking at a few more places to go there. They're popping up with quite a few cool little restaurants as well. So yeah, there are a few out there on my radar. My brother lives in Chatham, so it's kind of,
Okay.
use it as an excuse to visit, but really I'm more interested in the
Sorry, bro.
Yeah.
So it makes sense now to me. Your private Instagram handle is, under your description, says Star Wars, Star Wars nerd sausage muse and master baker. So I get now the sausage muse, because you have a close relationship with Robbie Sausages.
Yeah,
Oh.
collaborate with him on I don't even know how many there are now, at least six, I think. But anything that says like JB Strong on it is like something I've worked with him on, and we just did the chicken fajita sausage a couple weeks ago, and we had like the Philly cheesesteak, chicken gyro
What? Where can we find these?
at Robbie's in
At
Walker.
Robbie's.
Yes, only at Robbie's. That's the only place he sells them now. So every week he puts out a different menu, and like I said, anything that has a JB Strong attached to it, it's kind of the nickname he gave me because yeah, because my private Instagram account, he thought it was cool, and it just kind of stuck. And yeah, so we have all those. We have like an Italian chicken one. God, I can't even. Oh, a Cuban sandwich one, the Cubano. Yeah, we've done quite a few together. It's nice. We're kind of our brains are kind of on the same wavelength.
Nice, isn't it? It's like you said earlier, it's fun when you find like-minded people that you can just bond and be real with. That's cool. I will make sure to tag. Does he have a website?
Oh, no, it's Facebook and Instagram.
Okay, well, I'll put them in the description along with your description, because I'm sure people are salivating right now and wanting to know where to get the sausages. I thought I bought them at a different store before.
Years ago, he was selling them at like Dressed by an Olive. Some other places had carried them. He also collaborates with a bunch of different local businesses. Like you can buy them at, or you can actually have them on the menu at Thompson House. Yeah, different places use his sausages on their.
Okay. I do shop at Dressed by an Olive. I got all my produce and everything there during the first lockdown when we were scared shitless. Yeah.
Great. Miss that. Miss that COVID light right
Oh gosh. Oh, this is crazy. Anyway, are the what's your favorite food, first of all? Tell me.
I also it's oh it's funny because I always tease my husband about not having a favorite, and then when someone asks me, I'm like, I don't know. The food I eat the most is pizza, but is it my favorite? Probably not. I love Greek food. I love Lebanese food. I mean, we have a ton of awesome shawarma places around here. It's hard. That's usually my go-to though when I have to pick and I get to pick. I'm just like, oh, let's get shawarma. Like that's I don't know.
For me, it's really nostalgic when I eat shawarma. It's like, oh, is it 4 a.m. after the club?
I drunk on the floor somewhere or sitting on a curb in downtown Windsor.
With sauce on my skirt. Anyway, that's for another show. We also share another mutual friend, which I think is so cool to find the connections in life And I reposted when after I listened to you on Jacob's show, and then a mutual friend of ours, Colleen, messaged me and said, "Do you know who this is?" And I said, "No, she sounds really cool though, and I love her content." And then yeah, so fun. We probably played together as kids. So hello, stranger.
Absolutely. That was so funny when you said that. And I was like, and you showed me the picture of your mom, and I went, I remember. Yeah,
Yeah.
we have secretly known each other for over 30 years.
Yeah, that's so cool. It's very, very cool. I couldn't tap into a memory with you. Although you do look familiar, I couldn't tap into it, but I'll let you know when it comes to me because I'm very much like a visual person. So it'll come to me one day.
That's why I said your mom looked the most familiar. I think because as adults, right, they don't really change.
Absolutely. You
But
got
yeah,
it.
when you said that, I was like, the name, when I was like, oh, I can hear her saying Candace, my friend Candace.
Yeah, that's me. We've been friends for our whole lives. So, yeah. Hey,
She was
Colleen. Hi, Mom. Hi, everybody.
my call. She was my Her and her twin sister were my first friends when I moved into the area. So yeah, Colleen, if you can obviously imagine her just walking right up. She lived two doors down, just came to the car and like introduced herself, her friends did.
Yeah, sounds accurate.
Yes.
Sounds accurate. Before I ask you to shout out some local businesses that you think we need to know about, let me know like what the future holds for tailgate takeout.
It is tailgate takeout, but yes, to
Okay.
Instagram.
Damn it.
The tailgate takeout. Actually, the future, I don't know. I have ideas
Yeah,
of
tell me your idea. Like your if you can. What's your goals?
I can't tell you all my secrets. World definitely up there. But continuing it on, maybe incorporating back again, input or speaking with some of the chefs, because knowing some of the local chefs and knowing, their backstories, or what they love to cook and how they, got their passion for cooking, that would be great to be able to incorporate that in somehow. Yeah, I'm going with the flow a lot right now and just kind of seeing where it leads me. And so far it has led me to a lot of great things and a lot of wonderful people and randomly reconnecting with strangers 30 years later.
Love it, girl.
But
Love it.
it's a lot of that stuff. And I very much believe in that kind of, not fully, I won't say fully like law of attraction, but definitely like, you're doing good things and good things happen. And you're meeting good people and then just kind of expanding from there. So I'm just with it.
Yeah. Well, that's nice. Lovely. It's been so lovely to reconnect with you. I look forward to keeping focused on your journey through food and using your suggestions. Before I let you go, I've already taken more of your time than I promised.
I
The
think
baby. The baby's with her dad.
exactly. So this is a vacation now.
Yay, vacay. We should meet up for some pizza one day with Jacob, the three of us, and Colleen. That would be fun.
Oh my
Look at
God.
me making plans.
Well, we'll just roll up to her bar. She's got some pretty damn good pizza there too.
She does. Yeah, I like it's like consistent, right? I have friends that come from California and they love to go there because the consistency. Yeah, so can you shout out other than the businesses that we've already done? Can you shout out some local businesses that you think we should be following?
Oh my God, all of them. That's God, that's my whole like Instagram, Facebook feed is all like restaurants and food. Which is good because it keeps the negativity out. I want to focus on the positive as much as I can right now. God, Rico Taco, I know they've blown up on social media. You need to see everyone needs to try Rico Taco.
They do. I did. I did. I did do that, girl. Yep.
Like you mentioned, Funky Chow. That's a whole experience. That's very cool. Their drink menu is very cool too. A lot of places out in the county. Like if you're ever at anyone know where like Cindy's, that home and garden store.
Yeah.
Yeah, in Kingsville they have they have a food truck out back called TJ's. Oh my,
No.
the food that comes. That's where I had the Coney Dog poutine.
Okay.
They've got a lot of crazy food out there. Yeah, tons of great places. It's really like honestly just follow my page.
Yep. Okay. Yeah. It's true. You're right.
Where I think is awesome. And oh God, Salty Dog and Pepper Cat out in Amherstburg, like for kind of like Pepper Cat if you want a good steak, like it's the place to go now. That's a newer place.
Pepper Cat, you better stop with these names. I love it.
It's so cute because when they, hey, we're opening a new restaurant, Salty Dog people, what's the name? Pepper Cat. I was like, ah, I see what you did there.
That, okay, like I'm reading it right now because I wrote them down. And who, genius. Is it the same people that named John's restaurants?
Oh,
Like
no.
his restaurants are so awesomely named too.
But yeah, it's kind of funny how that worked out. But they have that's great. It's a little strip right in front of Navy Yard Park in Amherstburg. Oh, there's like yeah, there are a lot of cool places, and I definitely recommend like just kind of going through. There are a lot of different foodies as well in our area. Like to follow them. There's like Underbelly YQG. There's Scenes from Dinner. There's Lunch Reporter. Like these women are awesome. It's kind of cool to see, like you said, everyone sharing different things and giving each other ideas.
Yes, totally. I just recently started following Underbelly. She's very supportive, like she's very interactive. I like when people are as interactive as I am on things because showing support to each other as like especially as women is so important. And it's like you said in the beginning, like, it doesn't need to be any type of competition with any of it. It's lovely to see.
Oh yeah, it's awesome. It's hilarious. Joke about like, have you not tried this place? What is wrong with you? But we have together, and some of these, I would say most of these people, we have not met face to face, and you kind of develop this like weird bond online, and they feel like your friends that you've known forever.
Oh, Jen, so funny you say that. Because I have just totally become this little community of people that you feel like you speak with for the most part, a couple times a week, you're chatting or commenting on their content. I just spoke with, for example, a girl who makes body scrubs and soaps and things like that. Her name is Nicole from Lemons and Honey, and she's one of the most shouted out small businesses on my show. And I finally got to talk with her, but we've been chatting for 2 months back and forth. Like we've created a friendship. It's great. Yeah, it's awesome. And I'll just add you to my list of internet friends, and maybe one day we really can meet and hang out and have pizza.
It sounds like a plan to me. That's like I said, I've made plans with the other foodies where we're like, okay, we're going out next Friday. Like, and it's really nice because you know your friends because you share the same interests and because you love supporting local and you love what this city stands for. And I think that's why a lot of us do it is because we want to, be cheerleaders for where we live.
Yes, you. I got goosebumps. That was a great way to end it. I couldn't have said it better myself. Thank you for taking the time with me, and I will talk with you soon.
Absolutely. Thanks again for having me on.
No problem. Bye.
Bye.